AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The exodus out of Ukrainian cities is toward the capital, Kyiv. There are warnings from the West. Russia's invasion could turn more brutal and indiscriminate. Ukrainian officials say a Russian strike hit a children's hospital and a maternity facility in Mariupol. 2 weeks in, the war in Ukraine is not going the way Russian President Vladimir Putin had planned. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Russian forces have achieved less and struggled more than anticipated in a country Putin has long maintained doesn't actually exist.
He's dead wrong about that. Real countries fight back.
And CIA Chief Bill Byrne says Ukrainians have, heroically. Defense Intelligence Agency Director Scott Barrier says Russia's lost a significant number of troops in just 2 weeks.
With low confidence, somewhere between 2,000 and 4,000.
But Byrne says while Putin appears frustrated, there are no signs he's backing down. His main goal remains replacing Kyiv's government with a puppet regime.
I fail to see how he can produce that kind of an endgame. And where that leads, I think, is for an ugly next few weeks, in which he doubles down.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gas prices keep going up, but they're already at record highs. The House has been debating the Suspending Energy Imports from Russia Act. Texas Republican Daniel Crenshaw pointed out President Biden asked Venezuela and Saudi Arabia to boost oil production.
What a strange thing to ask. Because surely he knows that we can also boost domestic production right here at home.
Prosecutors in Michigan say the men on trial charged with plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer recruited a militia and planned to break into Whitmer's home, tie her up, and take her away because they were angry about pandemic restrictions she imposed. A lawyer for one of the men, Adam Fox, called his client a hapless pot-smoking misfit who was influenced by an FBI informant. This is AP News. As the planet warms, the western part of the country is seeing shorter and drier winters. The government's goal is to try to more than double controlled burns over 10 years to control wildfires. Forest Service Ranger Brian Banks in Colorado says conditions need to be right.
We need a very, very specific balance, not too wet, not too dry. And if we don't have enough snow, it's too dry to burn. But if we have too much, then we have to wait for things to dry out a little bit.
Increasingly erratic weather means snow is not always there when needed. Colorado Assistant State Climatologist Becky Bollinger is prepared for what lies ahead.
We know in the West that we're going to see more large wildfires and an increase in the wildfire season simply because it will be longer due to that lack of snowpack.
For parts of the Rockies, this winter brought too much snow, forcing officials to delay controlled burns, which are crucial to the Biden administration's 10-year plan to reduce wildfire hazards. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.